latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and Turkish club Beşiktaş are reported to have joined Swansea in the race to sign City striker Wilfred Bonny this summer. Bonny has struggled to make an impact at the Etihad Stadium since arriving from the Swans in a £28 million deal 2 years ago, managing just 8 goals in 46 appearances. The Ivory Coast ace does not figure in the plans of boss Pep Guardiola moving forward, and Swansea are keen to take him back to the Liberty Stadium for a fraction of the price they sold him for. City are happy to let him move on, as they look to recoup some cash before he falls out of contract in 12 months, and they will be pleased to hear that Beşiktaş have also entered the running. It appears Bonny will have a choice to make, and he could be tempted by the cash and a fresh challenge in Turkey over a return to South Wales. Elsewhere, and Bernardo Silva will take part in his first Manchester City training session on Monday after finally arriving in England. The 22-year-old Portuguese international midfielder is also due to meet with Pep Guardiola for the first time since agreeing his £43 million switch from Monaco in early June, as the citizens beat rivals Manchester United to his coveted signature. Bernardo was handed extended leave by City after taking part in the Confederations Cup and will be assessed first by the club's medical staff. It's understood the player is being handed a specially devised training schedule to bring him up to speed with the rest of his teammates, who arrived back from their successful pre-season tour of the US on Sunday. City face West Ham in a friendly this coming Friday in Reykjavik, and Bernardo could even make his bow if the club's conditioning coaches give the green light. Meanwhile, the Manchester Giants expect to hear in the next 24 hours that midfielder Fernando's £5 million switch to Galatasaray has gone through without a hitch. That's all for now. We'll have more later.